Teaching theme, back to basics. Back to basics. Have you been enjoying the back to basics? Okay. Amen. I've been enjoying it. I guess that's a good thing, huh? Amen. Again, the acronym for basics, which I believe the Lord gave me, is believing, accepting, surrendering in Christ's service. Basics. I think we touched on surrendering last time, and so now we're dealing with what we have in Christ. That's the thought that I believe the Lord wants me to share this morning. So, Lord, you formed me out of clay, and for your glory I was made. So I'm asking again, Lord, that in this moment you would use this vessel as you choose, and let my life, let it praise you. We're asking for clarity of thought, clarity of speech. Lord Jesus, speak to us, speak through us, and speak to all those that will have an ear to hear what your Spirit has to say to the church. And help us to be doers of your word, not hearers only. We ask it in Jesus' name. Amen. What we have in Christ Jesus. What we have in Jesus Christ. That's a loaded, loaded subject and topic. What we have in Jesus Christ. Walk with me this morning to a very, very familiar passage of scripture. 2 Corinthians chapter number 5. 2 Corinthians chapter number 5. Beginning at verse number 17. I have the Amplified Classic version of the scriptures. You can follow along in any version that you have. 2 Corinthians chapter number 5, beginning at verse number 17, says, therefore, if any person is engrafted in Christ, the Messiah, he is a new creation, a new creature altogether. What a blessing to be engrafted in Christ, the Messiah. What a tremendous benefit and an excellent position to be in Christ Jesus. Scripture says he is a new creation, a new creature altogether. The verse continues, the old, previous, moral, and spiritual condition has passed away. Anybody happy about that? The old, previous. Oh, the moral and spiritual condition has passed away. Behold. Look, the fresh and new has come. There, in my mind, and you all have to help my mind, I ask you that often, there's no better position to be than in Christ Jesus. And one of the things that I love about the opportunity and the blessings about being in Christ Jesus is it doesn't matter what your geographical location is, you can be in Christ Jesus. You can be in Christ Jesus on the hills, in the valleys, in the city, in the suburb, on the in the country, in the bottoms, wherever you might find yourself, what a blessing it is to be in Christ Jesus. And as we know, there's one way to get in. You have to be born in. You can't join in. You got to be born in. You got to be born again of the water and spirit. And those of us who are born again according to the scriptures, that is, I believe, the best decision we have ever made in our life. The best. And now, I don't know about you, but I've made some bad decisions. Yes, I have. I've made some bad decisions. But the best decision you can ever make is to get in Jesus. That's the best decision. When you get in Jesus, you get benefits day one. Minute one. You get benefits. Oh, Lord, what a blessing, what a blessing. Verse 18 says, but all things are from God, who through Jesus Christ reconciled us to himself. This is what he did. He received us into favor, brought us into harmony with himself. God did that, huh? We were without favor. We were walking in disharmony with God. That was our old previous condition. But thank God that through Jesus Christ, he has reconciled us to himself. He has received us into favor and brought us into harmony with himself. And not only did he do that, he gave to us the ministry of reconciliation. So he saved us, brought us into harmony with himself, and he has given us the ministry of reconciliation, that by word and deed we might aim to bring others into harmony with him. So we that are saved, we don't have to wonder what ministry do we have. It's right here. You've been given the ministry of reconciliation, so that by word and deed we might aim, we might strive, we might make it our goal and make it our business to bring others into harmony with him. So that means we have to tell of the goodness of Jesus. We have to spread the gospel of Jesus Christ. We have to reflect Jesus in our lives on a consistent basis. This is what we must do. We've been given this ministry. You don't have to have a piece of paper. It's already written in here. We've been given the ministry of reconciliation. And verse number 19 says, it was God, personally present, Amplified says, in Christ, reconciling and restoring the world to favor with himself. What a mighty God. What a gracious God who was in Christ, restoring and reconciling and mending and healing the relationship that was broken in the garden, healing the relationship between a holy God and a sinful humanity. God did that in the person of Jesus Christ. He was reconciling and restoring the world to favor with himself, not counting up and holding against men their trespasses, but canceling them. Oh, glory. Hallelujah. You mean to tell me all that stuff that we did canceled, God canceled them? Yes, he did. He canceled them. Oh, so somebody wrote a song years ago, Jesus dropped the charges. Oh, Lord, aren't you glad that God is not holding against us our trespasses? Aren't you happy that they were canceled? Aren't you happy that God has restored us into his great and gracious favor? Oh, favor is not fair. That's why it's not called fair, it's called favor. And listen, sometimes you can have favor with people, but if you want the best favor to have is to have favor with God. Oh, I thank God for his favor. I thank God for his mercy. I thank God for his grace. I thank God that he canceled my trespasses, and he didn't hold against me. He does not hold against me. So if I go back on the block and I see the rest of the guys that I used to run with, and they say, oh man, you remember? Yeah, I remember. And that's all it is. It's a memory. It's no longer an activity because Jesus has canceled them. He has committed to us the message of reconciliation, of the restoration to favor. So we have an obligation then. It looks like we have an obligation to restore men and women into a proper relationship with God. Verse 20 says, so we are Christ's ambassadors, God making his appeal, as it were, through us. We, as Christ, watch this now, personal representatives, beg you for his sake to lay hold of the divine favor now offered you and be reconciled to God. So here Paul is speaking here to the saints at Corinth and letting them know, and as we read this, he is reminding us of the great blessing, the great privilege that we have being in Christ Jesus. I'm happy about that. You know, we may not get invited to certain things or different societies or whatever, clubs or whatever, associations, but the best thing that you can be in is in Jesus Christ, in the church triumphant, in the Savior's bride. And this is what we are, this is our position, because of what Jesus Christ has done and because of our accepting his sacrifice, believing his sacrifice, and obeying what he has commanded for us to do, is to be born again. Verse number 21, it says, for our sake he made Christ virtually to be sin who knew no sin, so that in and through him we might become endued with, viewed as being in, and examples of the righteousness of God. That's a mind blower right there. Huh? All because of Jesus. All because God made Jesus to be sin who knew no sin. Now we have to understand how God feels about sin. He hates sin. And it blows my mind when I think about it. God in Christ became the thing that he hates in order to save those that he loves. Huh? He became sin who knew no sin, that in and through him we might be endued with, we might be just given, we might be put in a position as if we had never sinned. So that in and through him, Bible says, that we might become endued with, we might become viewed as being, and examples of the righteousness of God. We ought to be approved and acceptable and in right relationship with him. How did all that happen? By his goodness. I thank God for the goodness of God, because we don't really have any goodness of our own. And one of the wonderful things about this, nobody made God do this. He did it because he wanted to. He did it because he loves mankind so much, and God is not willing that any should perish, but all should come to repentance. And I'm thankful to God because of what we have in Christ Jesus. We have deliverance in Christ Jesus. We have salvation in Christ Jesus. We have healing in Christ Jesus. We have peace that passes all understanding, all because of Jesus Christ. We have to lift him up. We have to promote him. We have to live in a manner that would be pleasing and would bring glory to him. In fact, since we have his spirit, and we know that God is spirit, and they that worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth, we must yield to the spirit of God that is in us and use the power that God has given us to promote his kingdom, to promote his agenda, to give him the glory. So it's really not about us, but it's about what we have in Jesus. Paul was speaking, I believe it is in Titus, and he talks about our condition, what we used to be. Titus chapter 3 and verse number 3, he says, "For we also were once thoughtless and senseless, obstinate and disobedient, deluded and misled." Oh, Lord. Does that sound like what some of us used to be? Yes, it does. "We too were once slaves to all sorts of cravings and pleasures, wasting our days in malice and jealousy and envy, hateful, hated, detestable, and hating one another." Lord, have mercy. Is that a description of somebody? We wouldn't want to be near nobody like that, would we? But that's what we once were. Is that what the Bible said? Yes, and that's true. But look at verse number 4, Titus 3. "But when the goodness and loving kindness of God our Savior to man, as man appeared." Okay, so that means God came as a man, and that man is Jesus Christ. "But when the goodness and the loving kindness of God our Savior to man, as man appeared." Remember, John pointed him out. He said, "Behold, the Lamb of God that comes to take away the sin of the world." And then when you read in that first chapter of John, John says, you know, "I really didn't know him, but the one who sent me to baptize said, the one that you see the Spirit descending on and remain on," he said, "that's the one that baptizes with the Holy Ghost." And I'm so glad that the Holy Ghost was given out on the day of Pentecost. I'm so glad that we're still living in the administration of the Holy Ghost. So just in case there is somebody here that has not yet, or out there that has not yet received the gift of the Holy Ghost, I want you to know that you can receive the Holy Ghost right where you are. You can receive the Holy Ghost because God has already poured out his Spirit just like he said he would back in Joel, and it was accomplished on the day of Pentecost. And the Bible said he saved us not because of any works of righteousness that we have done, but because of his own pity and mercy. I thank God that he had pity on us. Aren't you glad that God pitied you? Aren't you glad that God had mercy on you? It really does not matter. Thank God if you had saved parents, and bless God for a saved upbringing, but you had to make a decision for yourself. You couldn't get by on your mother's salvation or your father's salvation. You had to come to God for yourself. And thank God that he pitied us. Thank God that he had mercy upon us. Thank God that he looked beyond our faults and he saw our need. Thank God that he didn't leave the salvation of mankind in the hands of angels, but God came himself. I like to think sometimes that he put on his work clothes and came as Jesus Christ, because it's impossible for a spirit to die. And Jesus said in one place, "Lo, I come in the volume of the book. It is written of me to do thy will, O God." He knew that he came to earth to die as a ransom for many. I'm so glad that he took our place. Well, no, he didn't take our place, because we were not qualified to get up on the cross of Calvary. That was a one-person destination, and no human being that ever lived was able to be up on that cross of Calvary to take away the sin of the world. So he didn't take our place. He took his place, because he was the only one. He was the Lamb of God. He was the only sinless human sacrifice that God would accept. And he came and he gave his life a ransom for many. He took our sins. God poured out his wrath on Jesus Christ. He who knew no sin, he became sin, and he paid for our sins on the cross of Calvary. I'm glad that I don't have to pay for the things that I did. And you don't, aren't you glad you don't have to pay for the things that you did? Aren't you glad for the precious Lamb? Aren't you glad for Jesus Christ? Aren't you glad that even after we get saved, God has put in the Word of God, if we confess our sins, that God is faithful and just to forgive us of our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness? Because God understands and God knows that there's a battle that's going on in this flesh. Let's listen. This flesh, all of our flesh, is against God. And I thank God for the power of the Holy Ghost, because through the power of the Holy Ghost, we have the capacity, the ability, and the authority to bring this flesh under subjection. But we got to yield to the Spirit of God that he has so graciously and kindly given unto us. So if we walk according to the flesh, then we are not doing what God wants us to do. But God wants us to yield unto the Spirit. Listen, what we have in Jesus, we have all things that pertain unto life and godliness. Paul said in one place, "I can do all things through Christ that strengthens me." And we have to adopt that same mentality, because we have Jesus in us, and because we are in him, we can do all things through Christ that gives us the strength. We can walk with God. We can reflect God. We can share God's love. We can resist temptation. We can walk in victory. We can encourage one another. We can lift up one another. We can pray for one another. We can help one another. We can share the gospel of Jesus Christ. We can do all things. We can do what God wants us to do. We don't have no more excuses. We can
and we will, because we got Christ in us. We got the hope of glory. We got the resurrection power of the Holy Ghost, because I hear God say in his word, the same spirit that raised up Jesus Christ from the dead, if it dwells in us, it shall also quicken, that means make alive, our mortal body, so we can look at pain and say, pain, you just gonna have a little bit of time to mess with my body, because I'm getting another body. Oh, glory, hallelujah. We can talk to tired, and some of us know tired by his first name. Real tired. We can talk to tired and say, tired, listen, here's what I'm gonna do for you, tired. I'm gonna wait on the Lord, because God has put in his word, they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. So tired is not gonna stop my praise. Pain is not gonna stop my praise. Difficulty is not gonna stop my praise. Heartache is not gonna stop my praise. Disappointment is not gonna stop my praise. Misunderstanding is not gonna stop my praise, because he lives, because he's in me and I'm in him. I got peace. I got a reservoir of peace that passes all understanding. When the folks on the job see that I'm going through and they're wondering why I ain't cussing the supervisor out, I got a peace that you don't know. This joy that I have, y'all didn't give it to me. I'm talking about the world. And since the world didn't give it, they sure enough can't take it away. I got peace in the midst of a storm. Oh, glory. Hallelujah. When it looks like the waves are billowing over the little boat of my life, all I got to do is look back at what Jesus did. Listen, he was asleep then, but he ain't asleep now. Oh, but you need to wake up the Holy Ghost that's in you. And then, listen, you got to believe God's word. Since you got the Prince of Peace on the inside, face your storm with godly confidence and do what Jesus did. Wait a minute, did not he say, greater works shall you do? So if Jesus can calm a storm by speaking, don't you dare run from another storm in your life. You face that storm and say, peace, be still, hush. And that's what the waves did. They settled. I am not going to allow the storms that happen in my life to make me act out of character. Listen, Peter walked on the water. God, give me the grace and the faith to walk on them waves and keep my eyes on Jesus. Speak to your storm. We got that authority and ability because of what we have in Jesus. Storms don't have no business knocking us out of the box. Storm is passing over. It's passing. It's passing. I might get a little wet. That's all right. I'm waterproof because I've been down in Jesus' name. I'm waterproof. I feel like preaching. I got to go, but I'm waterproof. Oh, glory. I need to hire a shouter right about now. I feel good in my soul. I'm waterproof. Let the winds blow. That's all right. You ain't gonna knock me down. I'm a spiritual palm tree. Glory. When the gusts blow, listen, I might not be able to go forward at that moment, but I hear God say, having done all to stand, stand therefore. So go on, blow wind. That's all right. You can blow through this garment. You can blow all you want, but I'm going to stand. And I'm going to sing a song y'all taught me years ago. I shall not be moved like a tree that's planted by the water. Y'all remember y'all taught me that. I shall not be moved. So let the wind blow. That's all right. Let the enemy come. Yeah, that's all right. Because I hear God said, resist the devil and he will flee from you. Don't you dare turn your back and get into no Jesse Owens profile and run from the devil no more. Don't let him bluff you. Don't let him bogart you. Resist him. And he'll flee from you. That's what we have in Christ Jesus. That's what we got. But some of the problem is we don't use everything that we have at our disposal. Why would God give us all this for us to sit on the bench? Get in the game. God wants you to be a starter. God wants you to be an all-star. Slam dunk on the devil's head. Kapaya! Hit him with what Jesus hit him with. The word of God. Hit him with the word. But we got to rightly divide it. That means you got to know it in order to use it. Huh? You have to be familiarized with your weapon. I was watching an old movie one time, and these guys was in the army, and they had their belt on with their supplies, and this one guy in his ammo pouch would keep cigarettes in there. You're supposed to keep a magazine with bullets. So when the deal went down, He come pulling for his magazine. Ain't got nothing. You can't shoot nobody with no cigarette. And I think he lost his life in the movie. Here's the point. You need to arm yourself with the whole armor of God. Huh? So you can stand. God don't want us backing up from the devil. He's a defeated foe. But he's good at bluffing. Yeah. He tried to bogart. Oh, Lord, help me. He tried to, like, you know how, well, some of y'all might not know. Back on the block, you know, Man and them was running with Nutmeg and them. Okay. And, come here. And so this is somebody, and then Man and Nutmeg and then Eggnog and them is you know. Okay, this is just Brooklyn. So they were, hey man, run those sneakers. Yeah, what he's saying is, give me your shoes. Yeah. And he said, yo man, run me those. So, right. Sometimes the enemy will try to come in your face and say, run that praise. You got too much going on in your life. You stay home. And if you do come to church, don't you dare get up and start praising God. No. So he'll come up to you and say, yo, run me that praise. So you sit there with your hands folded. You know, and you want to get up, but the devil's like, rumming them praises. Don't you open up your mouth. You have to look that rascal and say, I will bless the Lord at all times. And his praise shall continually be in my mouth. So you might as well get behind me. I don't care what I'm facing at home. I don't care what I'm facing in the job. I don't care what's going on in my mind. I don't care what's going on in my body. I'm going to praise God. Because I found out that God is enthroned upon the praises of his people. So when I praise God, he's going to come down and take care of man, nutmeg, 2 cent, all of them. God's going to take care of all the devil and his demons. All I got to do is give God the praise. Praise is comely for the upright. All right. I got to go. I just scratched the surface a little bit of what we have in Jesus. I'm going to praise. I will yet praise him for the help of his countenance. I'm going to praise God when I'm broke. I'm going to praise God when my money is funny and my change is strange. I'm going to praise God. I'm going to praise God when I don't feel like it. I'm going to praise God because he's been too good. He's been too kind. He's been too merciful. He's been too excellent. He is my deliverer. He is my savior. He is my redeemer. He is the Lord of glory. So lift up your head, O ye gates, and be ye lifted up, ye everlasting doors, and the King of glory, he shall come in. Who is the King of glory? The Lord, strong and mighty. The Lord, mighty in battle. He's never lost. Don't you dare any longer wait until your battle is over. Anybody can praise God when the battle is over. But when you're in the heat of the battle and all the enemy's forces is marshaled against you, lift up a praise then. Confuse that rascal and praise God. Well, you praise him. I'm anticipating my deliverance. I'm anticipating my victory. I'm anticipating. I know God's going to do it. I know he's going to deliver. It's on his time schedule. It's on his agenda. So I might as well praise him now. I might as well exalt him now. I might as well glorify him now. Because soon and very soon, God's gonna come through and set everything in order. Oh yes, he will.
Hallelujah.
Oh yes, he will. Oh yes. as he will. God's going to do it. God's going to get the credit. God's going to get the praise. God's going to get the glory.
Jesus.
Woo. Listen, listen.
He's gonna come through.
God specializes in great comebacks. The devil done counted some of us out, but he don't know the God we serve. He don't know him like we know him. God! God, he's going to come back. He's going to come back and set everything in order according to his will, according to his plan, and according to his purpose. Cast not away your confidence, which have great recompense of reward. We have need of patience, that after we have done the will of God, we will receive the promise. God keeps all of his promises. All the promises of God are yea and amen. Hallelujah. In Christ Jesus. Hallelujah. That's what we have in Jesus. I got to go. Hermosa. Glory. I'm trying my best to encourage us. You hold on, child of God. You hold on, my brother. You hold on, my sister. Not long. He that shall come will come, and his reward is with him. All right. I'm going to stop right there.
Hallelujah.
What we have in Jesus. What a friend. Ah, glory. All right. Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Back to basics. Simple. Believe. Accept. Surrender in Christ's service. We might hit service next time. I don't know. Maybe I should just leave it right there in Christ. Because when we're in Christ, we're going to serve. We'll be serving him as we serve others. So I think that might close down this. Yeah, that's a good thing. Just stop it right there. Amen. But it's good to get back to basics. Because you can't go wrong. All right. You know, sometimes you give an altar call, and sometimes the altar call happens itself. So I'm not going to give an altar call because, quote unquote, altar call, because somebody, just like our brother did, he came on his own. That's, we got Bible for that. Huh? We got Bible for that. So let me speak this blessing over us and we can go. But the altar's still open. It's open. You know, sometimes we do things for form and fashion. But we got to get God out of the box. Let God be God. All right. Let me speak this blessing. Let me find it. Let me find this blessing. Lord, help me find it. Help me find this blessing.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. To God.
Go ahead, sing.
Be the glory.
Hallelujah.
To God be the glory.
Thank you, Lord.
To God. with his blood.
Glory, glory.
He has saved me with his power.